From weekend warriors to professional athletes, get back in the game. They are right on the front lines of making that happen, and they've got a spot for you. There are always jobs available, and almost exclusively, those jobs open for two reasons. One is they're newly created. Two is the person who was in that job before got promoted. And that's just a beautiful thing, to know that there's a company where there's organic growth happening, where people love what they do, where there are benefits all over the workplace that make it easier and more beneficial and more fun, honestly, to come to work. Daycare for your kids and medical clinic for you and your family. They've got a gourmet chef and athletic fields and all kinds of great stuff. Careers.arthrex.com. That's careers.arthrex.com. There's another element to this before we go to the phones. Matt Moscona, who is locked on LSU, LouisianaSports.net, probably the foremost LSU personality out there in the journalistic space. He writes this. Okay, this is on X about an hour ago. The LSU Jane Daniels saga takes another strange turn. Sources confirm Daniels camp wants LSU to return its copy of the Heisman Trophy, something LSU has no intention of doing. Daniels contacted LSU leadership before fall camp. Lane Kiffin has personally spoken to Daniels. Okay, this is where I would tell the guy to jump in the lake. Absolutely not. This is the most egregious example of reputational arson that I can remember for a college player. You're talking about in an era where you attended two schools, okay, we always talk about where are you going to go? Which reunion are you going to go to? Who are you going to call when you need a job? What are you going to do there? Jaden Daniels could have used LSU, but instead, you want to get petty over something like this? No, LSU, did it not happen? No, LSU's not going to give their copy of the Heisman Trophy back. What are you, insane?
This is the worst thing that could have possibly happened. Do you genuinely believe that Jaden Daniels is the one that's having a fit over this? Do you believe that? Give it to me honestly.
I got nothing. I got no other reason.
Because if this is his doing, this is as fast as you can fall off of a mountain.
You can't pretend this didn't happen. Also, by the way, what kind of nonsense is it that you get to dictate to the school the Heisman Trophy? Don't most guys send up there? Oh, I can't wait to go find in Jane Daniels' speech where he talks about all the people that it's about besides him. Well, that was all lip service. Doesn't every Heisman Trophy we're talking about, I couldn't have done this without, and then they list off 100 people? Well, then, do those people get a say in whether LSU gets to keep their copy of the Heisman Trophy, or is it just you? Was all that just something you said at the podium, or do you really believe that it's a team award? All the nonsense that people say all the time.
You know, this is making my blood pressure go up, and the more I think about it, the more I just get really irritated, because all right, if you want to take that, but now you're asking for the replica of the Heisman Trophy back too? Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
You can't retcon history. You can't make LSU burn itself because you feel disrespected because 3 years after you left, a five-star cornerback on the different side of the ball just happened to wear your letter because of a recruiting promise that your old head coach that supposedly you trusted went behind your back and promised to the other guy.
So he's wanting to cut ties with the whole organization as a whole. He's willing to burn it completely.
So you know what? I hope the NFL works out for him, because good luck going into the old LSU Rolodex and finding a contact to get a job when you're done with the NFL.
Not a single one.
Listen, you better go hoof it on your own, because you just lit that sucker directly on fire. That is so valuable. There's no way that an athlete can know how valuable that is until after their career's over. There's no way. And in fact, if you're an athlete that's been to three schools in 4 years or whatever, you truly don't know, because you haven't been in sort of the non-football stuff, the Paul Journey, whatever it is, whatever program you're in. You haven't been in that long enough to understand the benefit of making those connections, you know, schmoozing with donors. Get yourself in good with somebody who owns a bank so you can get a job when you get to, I mean, you know, stuff like that. Getting with a real estate developer that you can work for when you're done. Like those kinds of things, that's what happens when you have a long-standing relationship and a good reputation within your alma mater. You want to light it on fire over some name, image, likeness nonsense? Because LSU's still using the number 5 to represent Jaden Daniels and using his face on promotional stuff after 180 days? I mean, what are we doing here? This is needless. This is senseless. This is madness is what it is. But this is exactly what happens when this generation of players that have been given the entire world, when that generosity and those court orders get weaponized to the nth degree. This is what happens when you convince people that the folks that sign their checks don't have any power over them and there's no relationship, there's no symbiotic relationship where you don't owe them anything, where everything that you've ever touched is yours and yours alone. When you tell people that because that's what it takes, when you insinuate that because that's what it takes, and then when you take advantage of the fact that you've insinuated and you've said those things, that's what it takes. This is the logical conclusion. This is what happens when players are given the world and they're told or they're made to believe that there are no strings attached. There are no limitations. That's where we are in college athletics. If you think we're in a bad spot, this is exhibit A for you.
It's not enough. Okay, you get money. That's not enough. You get the best houses while you're playing college football. That's not enough. You get the expensive cars and you get the jewelry. Oh, that's not enough. You get the best coaches. You get the best treatment. That's not enough. So you finally get a Heisman. You have a great season. You go to the NFL. That's not enough. We've come to the point where you're asking about a number. You're asking about a replica. You're asking to cut ties with an organization that gave you a chance. It's asinine.
Now
it's ridiculous.
Texter says this, and we're going to the phones here. Texter asks Qualk, is it not a slap in the face to Daniels that Burrow jersey 9 hasn't been worn since 19? I mean, it could be. You can take it as a slap in the face if you want to. I would argue that Joe Burrow had a great season, as good a season as Jaden Daniels. And also, their team won a national championship, went undefeated. He did stuff that Jaden Daniels didn't do. So it's not like we're comparing apples to apples here about the value to LSU. Jaden Daniels wants us to believe that he's the greatest thing that's ever happened to LSU. And I'm here to tell you, everybody associated with LSU understands that before Jaden Daniels and after Jaden Daniels, LSU's going to be fine. You didn't do jack for us. Congratulations on the great season you had, but we helped you with that. You're not getting that if not for us. Good luck winning the Heisman at Arizona State. Good luck winning the Heisman in other systems. You didn't give us anything that we couldn't have gotten from somebody else. That's exactly what LSU is saying, and they're partially right about that. It's a little disrespectful to go there for Jaden Daniels, but they're partially right about that. There's a relationship between a player and the program that says the program's going to allow the player to be successful, the player is going to allow the program to be successful. But in no way is one getting 100% of the credit for the other. In no way. It's a symbiotic relationship. There's a give and take both sides. You have to share some credit. It's the bond, the relationship between the two that allows for success. Sammy Watkins can't say that he alone is the reason that Clemson won the ACC twice when he was here. Clemson can't say that they alone are the reason that Sammy Watkins was a top 10 draft pick. They can't say that. It's the combination of the two. You can't have this tug of war. When you get into that tug of war, you lost. It's a symbiotic relationship. I'll keep saying it because it's true. And Jaden Daniels wants you to believe that LSU was nothing before he got here, and they should understand that there's unique value that Jaden Daniels gave that no one gave, not Billy Cannon, not Joe Burrow, not any of the other first-round picks, not any of the other quarterbacks that went to BCS games and played for the national title or anything like that. None of that is right. Let's go to Jason, who's up with us next on the phone. 654 Roars, the number, Pratt and Jewelers phone lines. What's up, Jason?
It's Noah, actually.
Noah! Apologies,
yeah,
Noah.
Dad's home plan. So,
there we go. Yeah, there we go.
Up is Jason.
All right, thanks very much, Noah. Sorry about that.
I agree with everything you say because, you know, you talk about the ties to the university and, like, keeping relationships. One of the things I think about a lot is Taj Boyd. I think – so I went to Southern Wesleyan from fall 16, graduated in May of 2020. I think – I don't think he had started coaching yet. So, like, it was nothing for me to see Taj Boyd, like, every couple weeks in the gas station or, like, a restaurant or something. And I think that people liked him in Clemson so much, even after he got done playing football, it was like, hey, we'd love for you to come work here, do this, do that. I mean, I think at one point he was like, he managed the apartments over there at the shopping center on, I guess, the Seneca side. But anyway, it's funny you say that because Jaden Daniels burned that bridge. But one of the things that I really think the LSU should do, LSU should contact Joe Burrow and be like, hey, do you care, like, if anybody wears number 9? And the minute that he says, yeah, I really don't care, like, it is what it is, then I think they should just look at him and go, have a great day, Jaden. Yeah, we'll give you your Heisman back. We'll give you whatever you want. But I promise you, if we ever – because if I were LSU, and I don't know if they can legally do this, I would almost tell him, hey, that's fine. Good luck to you. Here's everything back. We'll pretend like you don't exist. But the minute we find out you have made a – you know, you've made a dime going forward because you went to LSU and, you know, or did something for LSU in capacity, then we're going to send you the same letter. But we're going to come after you harder, and we're going to wait till after your NFL career to come after you, which, again, I know that's not something that probably could happen, but I'm just saying, like, if I'm LSU, I almost look at it like, okay, fine, no problem at all. Sorry you feel that way. Have a great life. Don't call us, though, because the minute you do, you're going to open a can of worms you do not want to deal with. Because who has more money? It surely isn't Jaden Daniels. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. No, that's right.
It's like, but my argument, too, is doesn't he already get – and I've always heard two sides to this. I don't really know what's true or not. But doesn't he get a little bit of money anyway from just having the Heisman Trophy alone? Like, doesn't the Heisman Committee pay him, like, isn't it like an evaluation, like, it's because of, like, the work, like, the value of the Heisman Trophy, he gets paid that. So, like, I guess I say that to say, I'll leave it this. My argument is if you're the Heisman Committee, what do you do? Like, do you look at him and go, you know what? That's kind of selfish of you. We want your Heisman back, actually, because how dare you? Because you won that Heisman Trophy because of LSU. So we want our Heisman Trophy back, and you're not going to make any more money off of this Heisman Trophy that you were awarded. I don't know. This is the way I see it, but I'll take your comments off the air. I appreciate you guys getting me in.
Thanks very much, Noah. Appreciate it. There's no gratefulness at all to LSU. There's no gratefulness at all to LSU. I'm not saying that he shouldn't be perturbed that somebody's wearing his number. If Burrow's number's getting worn and his number's not getting worn, or vice versa, if Burrow's number's not getting worn, his number's getting worn, I understand the guy that asked. Yeah, I mean, you'd be ticked, but are you going to send a cease and desist? You going to light your reputation at the school on fire over that? Is it worth that? Listen, if you're Jaden Daniels, they're going to retire your number. Like, asking to go into Halls of Fame and asking for all that, like, they're going to put you in anyway, probably.
As petty as I am, no, sir. Absolutely not. Now it's going to take longer for your number to be retired.
I'm not putting him in.
Me personally, I'm with you.
If I'm at LSU and I'm a decision maker, he's not even coming up for a vote. We're not even going to do it. If he gets nominated in the room, I'm walking out. This guy's a scourge on the university. He doesn't appreciate what we gave him. We're not doing any of that. No way. Tim, you're up next. Hang on with us. We'll come to you right when we come back from a short break. Don't go anywhere.
The countdown is on. It's on. 23 days until Clemson Tiger football. Presented by Ingles.
Ingles. Low prices. Love the savings.
They snap it. It's a big, and it's red, and it's tackled.
Jaden Daniels' teammates, Rich Johnson, NFL on X. Jaden Daniels' teammates have reportedly been instructed to only give him high fours, as high fives are believed to constitute unauthorized use of his number. Oh, that's really good. That's really good, fella. People are funny. One other thing. I got a texter from a long time first time. This is Jen Bilstead. Jen gets in. Jen Bilstead. And gets in about how disappointed Jen is about this Jaden Daniels situation. And I would agree. Like, this ultimately, this is a player that I liked. This is a player that I rooted for, that I wanted to see succeed. And it's if this is a parent or somebody else pulling strings, it's unfair, but you have to it's representing him.
At the end of the day, it's representing him.
It's representing him. You have to factor it in. And it is so petty. Ryan Clark is trying to intervene on this. Why did Ryan Clark post a 5-paragraph essay on X about this? Why? I know Ryan Clark's at LSU, but he's trying to provide context, and he says, oh, it's not about retiring numbers, it's about respect. Well, then what would they like for it to happen? Ryan Clark can actually say it's about respect, but he didn't say what they wanted that would have been more respectful.
Well, respect is earned. Respect isn't given. So the fact that you had a great season, but you're asking a little bit too much. You should have waited and see how things played out. You know, I kind of result this to like a nasty breakup. Like, you had a good year going, a solid year, and then crap hits the fan. Now the guy and the girl, they're asking for all their stuff back. They're asking for the clothes back. Maybe he gave her a ring. I'm asking for that back. I'm trying to completely erase your memory from my being entirely. Get away from me.
But the problem is, they're not broken up. Like, LSU's like, did we break up? I'm sorry, I don't get this. I didn't know we broke up.
Oh, so you didn't even know we were together.
Yeah, I didn't even know we were together. Let's go to the phones. Pratt Andrew Laurie's phone lines. Tim is up with us next. What's up, Tim?
Hey, what's up, Qual? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I love this conversation, by the way. And, yeah, I couldn't disagree with you at all. I certainly agree with everything you said. And I think about this. I mean, I think this young man obviously was influenced probably in this situation. I think what it tells me, too, is if he was asking before he left, he was being influenced, or he decided before he left he didn't want anybody using his number, kind of a selfish way. He only had, like you said, one season there. But really, my question for you is, like, are we really surprised? And what I mean by that, it's LSU, folks. I mean, they're paying for championships, and they're bringing in talent and not necessarily high character. I mean, when you were saying something about Paul Journey, I doubt it. I know nothing about LSU. I'll just say that to any LSU fans out there. But I doubt they have a program like Paul Journey. I just doubt it. And I'm just not surprised. I'm not shocked. This is the age of college football that we live in. And it's a selfish stage that we're in. I hope one day that we can kind of get out of this. But it's the reason I'm a Clemson fan and the reason I love Dabo. And you trade in the W sometime for ethics and morals and unselfishness. And that's just what we're seeing here today.
You know, Tim, I couldn't have said it better. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. I would be careful because there are a couple things that I think I would have minor disagreements on. The first is, like, LSU has had sordid moments in its history. A lot of sordid moments in its history, okay? They were paying parents of players through a Catholic charity for orphans, like for children. I mean, that's as low as it gets.
Yikes.
Legitimately, that happened. I mean, there's some stuff in LSU's past. I don't want to just typecast that over everything that they do, though. Because I do think there are people who come out of LSU that are good people who are benefiting society, and you know that they're, no disrespect to Georgia, but like their graduation rate's above 50%. Like they are putting people in the workforce. They are preparing people for that. So I think Dabo does it to the nth degree. I don't want to compare everybody to that because nobody's doing it in exactly the way that Dabo is. So I want to be careful not to typecast that over the entire fan base, the entire culture of the program, all that stuff. That's number one. Number two, I understand why you would say, are you surprised that it would, you know, coming out of this program and with those coaches and all that stuff. Here are the things that I am surprised by, okay? And I'll just list them. Here are the things I am surprised by. I am surprised that Jaden Daniels obviously came to the school and said, don't let anybody wear my number. That's number one, okay? That just the audacity to even ask that. No one would ask that. That is something that only someone, maybe a parent of someone or whatever, however that happened, in this generation would ask, that nobody in any other generation would ask, okay? And I'm saying that as somebody, I'm trying to be kind to the youths, okay? To Gen Z, I'm trying, Gen Alpha, I'm trying to be kind. But this generation asks for things that my generation and previous generations would not have the audacity to ask for. That is just a fact of life. I've got 100 examples in my life of like, man, that is unbelievable. So that's part of it, okay? So I'm surprised about that. That's just shocking. I'm surprised that Brian Kelly would say sure and then tell DJ Pickett that he can have the number in recruiting. Like, I don't think Brian Kelly is some saint, choir boy, whatever, but I am surprised that you would look your Heisman Trophy quarterback. If this is all being relayed correctly, they were told, no, nobody's going to have your number, and then they immediately told DJ Pickett that they could have the number. And then they brought Pickett in and didn't give him five. Like, that's got to be the reason that Brian Kelly gave him three in the recruiting process. Like, Brian Kelly recruited DJ Pickett, telling him he could have five that's what Lane Kiffin's saying, okay? And I don't think Lane Kiffin, as much as I think Lane Kiffin sometimes steps in it for no reason, a lot of times steps in it for no reason, I can't imagine Lane Kiffin is going to make a big deal out of this if he didn't legitimately think the kid was promised five in recruiting, okay? So Brian Kelly was going to tell Jaden Daniels he could, nobody's wearing five, and tell DJ Pickett he could have five, and then just not give five to Pickett. Again, I got no idea what happened there. That's a little surprising, okay? That feels like way, way, way too much going on there. Just don't tell Daniels yes, or don't tell Pickett yes, but you can't tell them both yes. There's a famous New Girl clip. You watch New Girl?
I've heard of it.
Okay. There's a famous New Girl clip where Schmidt, this is beginning of season three, I think, he's dating both CeCe and Elizabeth. If you know New Girl, you know this is a critical juncture of the show.
Now tell me how that happens.
Where he's supposed to, he's like seeing CeCe, and then Elizabeth comes into his life, and it's like from years past, and so he starts dating both of them. And there's a conversation between Schmidt and Nick where Nick is like, so, you broke up with CeCe. And Schmidt is like, no, I'm still dating CeCe. So you broke up with Elizabeth? No. So you broke up with CeCe? No. Well, you can't just do that, man. He's like, what do you think? You get to have 100 wives?
Huh?
You get one wife. And there's this great clip where he goes, you get one wife. And Schmidt goes, why? And Nick goes, I don't know. Brian Kelly, you get one guy that gets to wear five. You can't tell them both they can wear five. Like, at some point, the chickens were going to come home to roost on this. If it was that important to Pickett, he'd just portal. So maybe it wasn't that important to Pickett, and he just decided to try it with Lane, and Lane was like, sure, why not? I don't know Jaden Daniels from Adam, of course. So maybe that's it. I'm surprised about that. And I am surprised that Jaden Daniels would light his self-respect, his reputation, and any future rights to use LSU in any way that he wants as a guy who did great stuff for LSU. I'm shocked that he would light that all on fire over this.
He better have a darn good career in the NFL.
I mean, this is a joke.
From a logistical standpoint, now there's 105 active college football players on our roster. There's 99 numbers from 0 to 99 because you can't be 100. From a logistical standpoint, you have to understand that your number is probably going to have to be given up eventually.
I was trying to think of an example at Clemson of this. And I honestly, I don't know that there is one. Like Deshaun, it's different when you say Deshaun Watson or Trevor Lawrence because they were recruited to Clemson. They stayed at Clemson. They won national championships at Clemson. They didn't win Heismans, but they won national championships at Clemson. There's automatically a level of respect that both of those gentlemen earned at Clemson that was afforded to them by the school. C.J. Spiller, I don't think C.J. Spiller went to Dabo / Tommy Bowden at points in his career and was like, all right, I don't want you to give out 28 anymore. And sort of represent the conversation that way. Like, I can't imagine that Trevor Lawrence made that demand of Dabo. Like, no one can wear 16 when I'm gone. No one can wear my number when I'm gone. I can't imagine that's what happened. But that is what happened. You got a guy who played 2 years, not four. He wasn't recruited to LSU. Spent more time at Arizona State than did LSU. Great season, Heisman. But again, at LSU, they care about SEC championships and national championships. And he won the – he played in the Citrus Bowl and the ReliaQuest Bowl. Okay. Well, I'm supposed to care about that at LSU? Like, congrats on the Heisman. Joe Burrow did that and won a championship. Billy Cannon did that decades ago. National title. Like, what are we talking about here? So I'm shocked about that. I don't know that there's a good comp here of a quarterback who comes to a place as a transfer, spends 2 years there, adds to but doesn't define the history of the program at the position, and then makes demands of the school like this. If this happened to Clemson and Clemson fans wanted to burn him at the stake, I'd say fine. Do it. If South Carolina fans want to burn him at the stake, if Georgia fans want to burn, fine, do it. Your history is bigger than this one guy who wants to act like he made you and now you're suffering because he's not there anymore. That's not true. It's not true at LSU. It wouldn't be true at Clemson. It wouldn't be true at Georgia, certainly. Text from the 864 says, Steve Fuller said yes to Watson wearing number 4. That's another reason why Watson couldn't make that, because he had Steve Fuller's number. They went to Steve Fuller and asked, and he gave the blessing. They went to C.J. Spiller and asked about Feaster, and he gave the blessing, right? Mitch says, if I was LSU, I'd say bye-bye. Yeah, absolutely. I don't need this guy. I've got the Heisman over here. The only thing I need if I'm LSU, and listen, this is callous, but the only thing I need is the picture of the thing that happened. I don't need to have any relationship with you. And if I'm a fan, listen, that is, I go back to the thing I said at the very beginning. We'll take a break. The thing I said at the very beginning is that you don't get to choose between being revered and being hired. Very few employees at a company are revered. Lots of employees are hired and paid. Jaden Daniels had a choice between being revered and being known as a guy who they hired to do a job at a very high level. And he chose lane 2. He chose the hired lane. He chose to not be remembered like Matty Mock and to not be remembered like Joe Burrow, who also was a transfer quarterback, by the way. He just didn't have he didn't have much of a career at Ohio State. He kind of sat there. He chose to not be remembered like Jordan Jefferson, who played a national title game. He chose to not be remembered like Rohan Davey. He chose to not be remembered like Jamarcus Russell, the college version, not the purple drank Raiders quarterback, okay? He chose to be remembered differently than all those guys that came before him. All of them. Garrett Nussmeier, all of them. People that came after him, all of them. He chose to be remembered differently than those guys. He chose to be remembered as hired guy. Like Ryan from The Office. After he was fired guy, he became hired guy. So Jaden Daniels will not live forever in LSU lore as a Heisman Trophy winner. He will live in the annals of human resources as hired guy. Congratulations on picking your lane. You don't get both. In this era of college athletics, way more guys are going to be hired. And they're going to do a job, and the fans are going to not think about you another time when you leave. That's just what's going to happen, especially if you're in a very transactional place. Like if you're a program like LSU is, where there's a lot of transactional stuff going on. Short break. We'll come back. Hour 2 of the program continues next.
If you're online, you've got the roar at your fingertips. From a beach and valley to the Rocky Mountains, you don't have to miss a minute. You can catch your favorite shows.
Keep saying, stop dating my mother. And Michael goes, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to date her even harder. And Pam goes, what does that mean? And Michael goes, you know what it means. We have a response from DJ Pickett's father, who says, quote, this right here makes us want to wear the number more.
Wear it even harder.
That is from The Advocate, NOLA.com. It's a beautiful thing. Before we go to Jason in Columbia, let me tell you about the South Carolina Education Lottery. When you play the lottery, students all across the state of South Carolina win. They win access to further their educational opportunities. They win access to better materials and better equipment in their K-12 classrooms. They win access to LIFE, Palmetto Fellow and Hope Scholarships. As somebody who directly benefited from a Palmetto Fellow Scholarship, as somebody with siblings who directly benefited from LIFE and Palmetto Fellow Scholarships, and as somebody who knows dozens and dozens of like friends of mine and people who are family friends who benefited from these scholarship programs, I know the impact that can have on individuals and on families. For more on the lottery and how it benefits people across the state, go to sceducationlottery.com/BETTER and the letter U. Let's go to Jason, who wants to chime in on this. 654-ROAR is the number on the Pratt & Andrew Lawyers phone lines. Hey, Jason.
Hey, Quok. Can you hear me there?
I got you, man. What's going on?
Okay. Yeah, well, first, I need a trigger warning on Benedict Feaster Arnold. you talk about, but he's a perfect encapsulation of what you're talking about. You know, Dabo, when he recruits people, you know, he tells them it's not a four-year decision, it's a 40-year decision. And I think was it Noah that was talking about Taj Boyd earlier?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that to me is like, yeah, it's the power of staying true to the alumni base, understanding your future, being realistic with yourself. You know, to me, Feaster is always, I mean, you're talking about a kid that won two national championships, was an upstate high school legend, right? He goes to Clemson. They allow him to wear C.J. Spiller, you know, possibly the most beloved Clemson player of all time, certainly in the running. They allow him to break out that number. He wins two national titles, and he goes off of a 15-0 season with a natty and decides he wants to play in Will Muschamp's offense. I mean, it just spitting in the face of Dabo and C.J. and the Clemson fan base. And I understand. You know, I don't know. Maybe you had like a sick grandma or something that lived in Columbia you want to be closer to. But, dude, you know, this thing with Jaden. And you know, Quok, every younger generation accuses the old heads of just saying, back in my day, we walked uphill both ways in the snow. But you were 100% on when you said earlier in the show that this current generation of athletes is trying to get away with just ridiculous things that your generation and my generation wouldn't have thought to do. And at some point, they're going to realize they're spitting in their own faces, okay? Because there is going to be a trickle-down effect. And you're right. If I was LSU, I'd just tell this guy, like, dude, it's great you had a Heisman, but for the person that emailed in or texted in and said, isn't it a slap in the face because Joe Burrow had his number retired? I don't know if that's true. If it is, Joe Burrow had one of the greatest seasons and is regarded as one of the greatest collegiate quarterbacks of all time. Is that not a stretch, Qua? I mean,
no.
You know,
15-0
national title in their home stadium, essentially. I mean, it sucked for us. Very unfair. I don't know who set that up. But, I mean, he will forever be an LSU legend. This guy was a transient who went 8-4. And I guess statistically piled up a bunch of – this is another thing that younger people don't understand, Quok, and I wish they would take it to heart. In the current model for athletics at almost any level now, it's almost impossible if you're good to not pile up or accounting stats, you know, whether it's NBA, NFL,
right,
college football. So that's what Jaden Daniels did. I think my work phone calling, rude. Let me walk away. But anyway, I'm going to get off here. But you're 100% right, Qual. It's just the things that these guys are trying to pull off now, the lack of self-awareness is what galls me. And literally all I know about Jaden Daniels right now is that he has a reasonably hot mom who apparently is his, like, attorney and best friend. It's almost a weird Game of Thrones thing, if you get my drift. And so, anyway, with that, I will exit stage left. Thank you, Paul.
Oh, Jason, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. I saw a tweet on this. I did. I saw a tweet. Exactly. I can't even say it. I wasn't going to say it. I laughed about it myself. Jaden Daniels is just Robin Aaron with athleticism. If you know Game of Thrones... It's just a really disrespectful thing to say to someone about their mom. It's really disrespectful to say that about their mom. But you know something, and I agree with Jason on this, okay? Texter from the 864 says this, Burrow's jersey is retired, not the number. Another question, James only for 2 years, and did he graduate? Burrow's jersey is not officially retired, just nobody has worn it. It can't be retired yet. Okay, it's not, I think it just passed the statute where it can be allowed or something like that. I'm not entirely sure about that. It's not officially retired, but nobody has worn it. That's why Daniels feels, that's why he feels disrespected. Text for the 803 says, you can't reel this back in. You honestly can't reel it back. It's not in his case.
It's already too far out there.
But that's why I say, like, this does surprise me, because this is something that hasn't been done. We've had NIL, like institutional NIL, for 5 years, 6 years, and this hadn't been tried yet. I mean, this is pretty far out there.
It's basically how more audacious can you go? What else? What are we going to ask for next that we don't technically own?
Right, right, right.
I mean, I don't.
I do want to say, and we've got a couple minutes left. We were talking about this during the break. The adults are really at fault here, too, for just ruining all this. Like, all this. I'm just waving my arms around all this. You were asking me if I've been following the Tulsa Little League controversy. And I have. And here's what's interesting, okay? The Tulsa Little League did the snip-snap where they got injunction, and then they were de-injunction, and then they were re-injunction and de-injunction again. It was back and forth whether they were going to be allowed to play or not. Some of the stuff that has come out about this, I mean, that again, there are allegations that they tried to somehow finagle the rules by entering players in a handicap league so that they would be eligible to from out of region, so they would be eligible to play for Tulsa. That was part of it. There's a lot, like, that's a story that doesn't involve a Gen Z or Gen Alpha. It's parents, and as much as we want to blame kids, there's probably adults that are backing this. I've said this before, that one of the reasons that college sports is not getting fixed is because there is a class of grown adults that are getting rich, grown attorneys that are getting rich. Darren Heitner is the main one. Tom Mars, like some of these people, these attorneys are getting rich by convincing athletes to sue the NCAA over things that appear self-evidently good or right. Legally, I don't know, man. What does that mean anymore? We're going to just sue and find a singular judge to rule that it's not legal. What does that even mean anymore? There are adults who are perpetuating this. Like, kids don't do stuff by accident. You promote what you permit, I guess, is a saying. I think Mickey said that many times. You promote what you permit. And we're promoting this type of behavior because we're allowing it to go unchecked. And there are people profiting off of this type of indulgence. And to me, I don't like to just say everything's bad and the generation's bad and the system's bad and all this is bad. I don't like to do that. In this case, there are individual people who are making it so. There are individual decisions being made that are making it so. And I hate that reflects on people who are not doing anything wrong. Because we tend to, why am I lumping Keanu in with Jaden Daniels here? He didn't ask for that.
You made a statement, and you said Gen Z and Generation Alpha are doing things that my generation would have never asked for, never done. My question to you would be, before we go to the break, is Gen Z and Gen Alpha didn't create themselves. So who's teaching this type of behavior?
It's the people who are trying to finagle the Tulsa Little League by entering players out of region into handicap tournaments, allegedly.
Allegedly, but, I mean, there has to be some truth to the story.
I mean,
it has to be if it came out.
It's adults, man. Adults can fix this.
That would take a collective effort, though. And can we be unison in one?
No.
Can we do that?
Do you know what you're asking?
Yeah, well, I know what I'm asking, and it was a rhetorical question because I know that's not possible.
All right, short break. We come back. I've got some other college football things to talk about today. Okay. 654 Roar is the number. We're going to bat around some topics when we return with the final hour.
WCCP-FM 105.5 Clemson. Greenville Anderson. WAHD-AM 1560. Cowpens. 97.5 Spartanburg. We are the Roar. With 13 straight hours of local programming, we've got you covered all day long right here on the Roar.